SBA.
Thank you, Vice President. At the International Year of the Family in 1994, the International Conference on Population and Development recognized that families in their various forms should be strengthened and enjoy protection and support. Since then, demographic surveys have consistently shown that the diversity of families is increasing. This includes single-parent households, extended families living together, and cohabiting couples raising children. Social protection of families, particularly those in vulnerable situations, is fundamental in ensuring a nurturing environment for all family members to thrive, irrespective of age, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity and civil status. However, often gender-related power imbalances within families can contribute to perpetuating negative social and gender norms, hampering the rights of individual family members. UNFPA supports families and the rights of family members by assisting governments in expanding gender-responsive family policies and promoting gender equality and a more equal distribution of unpaid care work, and engaging communities and all family members to challenge negative social and gender norms to prevent human rights violations such as gender-based violence, female genital mutilation, and child marriage. We look forward to our continued partnership with governments to take forward their human rights obligations in a world where all families can thrive. I thank you.